They're telling us what they're doing. These patents, and I started studying patents, and it's a recipe book for these freaks, these mad scientist psycho freaks, Lucifer and his minions, and they piggyback off of each other.
This is all satanic. So anytime you are doing any of these things that is prescribed by a doctor, it is almost like you are in a death cult and you are agreeing to be a participant.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. God bless. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. That was my friend and esteemed researcher, Lisa McGee. She's the one who uncovered the fact that Biden's administration has no signed valid oaths of office. And of course, that was also Diane Kaiser, a good friend to the show. What these women have just discovered and uncovered regarding the J&J vax is beyond belief. And the patents are the key to the witch's brew and the Depop plan. Thanks for tuning in, friends. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. There's no denying that gold is hot right now, and so is inflation. Prices are soaring, and experts are predicting there's more to come. Not so long ago, gold reached its all-time high of $2,069 an ounce, and now it's inching ever closer to that number once again. Bank of America, one of the largest banks in the world, is saying gold will rise further still to over $2,200 an ounce this year. Gold is already a safety net for your hard-earned money, and now when the stock market is all over the place and the value of the dollar is very uncertain, being safe really counts like never before. Now, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind, so do your own due diligence. Noble Gold is offering a 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin for any qualified IRA or old 401k rollover. Terms apply. A solid silver U.S. Mint issued coin celebrating our national parks, free with every qualifying precious metals IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Give them a call at 877-646-646. 5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from sgtreport.com, thephaser.com, and thelibertymill.com. Three antidotes to all of those corporate mainstream media CIA talking points. They hate us, friends. The mainstream horror mockingbird media truly hates this country, as do the demon rats and rhinos. And my son, who I just picked up from work today, asked me to say this to my guests. And I quote, "Joe Biden is a dirty scoundrel." That comes from my 16-year-old. Let me welcome my guests. First, Lisa McGee, who is doing excellent work with attorney Todd Callender in uncovering the fact that no one in the Biden administration has valid, signed, notarized, and witnessed oaths of office. Nobody, not even Kamala Harris, that shining example of an excellent vice president. So first, Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you, Sean. It's great to be here.
Good to see you again. And another one of my favorite women in the world, Diane Kaiser. How are you, Diane?
Hey, Sean. Good to be here again with two of my favorite heroes and all of your followers. I love you guys.
Yeah, they're great people. We've got a great audience. And you know, there are so many great Americans out there. Pretty much everybody who's not a demon rat is a pretty good person in my view. Look, it's just one man's perspective as the guy sitting in the office of president sells out our nation from within, because Joe Biden really is a dirty scoundrel, and I would call him a traitor. By the way, guys, Diane Kaiser's website, DianeKaiser.com. I'll leave the link below. Diane, I can't say enough good things about that BCATP. You got my family on for detoxing. We're going to talk more about detoxing, friends, towards the end of the interview. And by the way, guys, Diane's going to allow you to save 50% off the Warrior Cleanse and or 50% off the Parasite Full Moon Challenge. She's never offered those discounts before. That's an exclusive for the SGT Report audience. Guys, let me just do a screen share and set the stage for you here. The border is wide open. Joe Biden truly is a traitor. And we must ask the question at this point in human history, are these people that will support and defend the Republic and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? Or is there something far more nefarious going on here? Think United Nations Agenda 2030. Think United Nations in general. They want to destroy our country from within. And Joe Biden is a willing puppet. Just look at this. Where are the children, friends? Where are the women? Why is it only military-aged men? Our border is being invaded. This is not a refugee crisis. It is a border sovereignty crisis as Joe Biden sells out our nation from within. I'm coming back to my guests. Does that not just make you guys sick to your stomach?
Yeah, especially being in Arizona, where We are seeing a lot of this happen. It's knocking down our doors. And that was my second alternative, to look at land in south part of Arizona. And they are just bombarding the border right now.
Yeah, they are. I just can't imagine being a landowner, a farm owner, a property owner in southern Texas or southern Arizona right now with this border crisis. And again, it's not a crisis. It's an invasion that's being allowed by the puppet in chief, whose administration doesn't have, nobody in the administration has a single valid, signed, witnessed, notarized oath of office. Lisa, you've moved heaven and earth to uncover that with FOIA requests. We're going to share a clip here from Todd Callender in a minute. It's a border invasion, and you, Diane, as a resident of Arizona, must suffer the slings and arrows of another puppet, the governor of your state, Katie Hobbs, who the first thing she did was dismantle the makeshift border wall down there. It's insane. Yes. It's treason.
It is. And I've had friends who work down there and can confirm it with their own two eyes, not just the hearsay, not just what we see on social media. This is actually happening. And they're being fired from working on the border if they are not complying with what the U.S. regulations are in order to keep everything on a hush-hush. And we can thank McCain for that. He is the deepest satanic roots.
You froze up, Diane.
And he has opened up this new university called McCain University, which is being headed here in Sedona, where I live.
You froze up for a second. We got most of what you said there. Hey, Lisa, you have uncovered the fact that these people truly are traitors. There are no oaths of office that are validly signed by these people in the Biden administration. We'll play that clip from Todd Callender today. I put it on Twitter just to remind people that the traitor in chief is the guy sitting in the White House. His name's Joseph Robinette Biden. Your response to what's going on down there in Arizona, and another Soros traitor, Katie Hobbs. She probably doesn't have a signed valid oath of office either.
No, we have... are uncovering that these oaths across all boards, you know, federal, executive to local, probably since 1964 have not been. There was that amendment that was snuck into the Constitution that was put in communist. Todd just talked about it today. It's almost like it's a letter written, but that it gave a listed plan of events that they want to, you know, secretly. The goal is to perform, and it was to delete, take out oaths that to have them become obsolete. And clearly, you know, the reason for that is that it's so much more than a five-letter sentence. You know, five sentences that they give. It's an allegiance. It is an allegiance to their office that they take, to their service that they take, and to the people, their constituents that they represent, as well as to the constituents of the United States, the citizens. And these actions represent what I learned early on in doing this, and it became pretty clear, the resistance that we got in them providing these oaths, you know, the stalling, the goat, sending me here, sending me there, sending me to every other department but the one that needs to provide the oath. Why wouldn't you want to provide an oath? Why wouldn't you proudly offer that to a citizen who's requesting one? You would think that they would be hanging on the wall. And I think when we turn this around, they are going to be required to, like a, you know, like a doctor has to show his diploma, like a lawyer has to show their diploma on the wall. You have to show your oath, and it's got to be dated, signed, and notarized. So there's that. And then when we see what they're doing, this border, you know, no, not one Democrat voted to close the border. And there were some rhinos, too. That in and of itself is showing they have opened the door to this invasion, like you called it, Sean. And they're running. It's a bunch of brokers running a corporation for somebody else that has no interest in the well-being of this country or its people who live here, adults and children.
Right. Yeah, it's the Rothschild, Rockefeller, Federal Reserve, Central Banking, IMF, World Bank, Bank for International Settlements Corporation that's destroying us from within. And the people you've just described who are on board with this are now openly committing treason against the Republic of the United States, and they don't seem to care. They're behaving as though they will never, ever be brought to justice. And you know what? Maybe they won't. Maybe we are so far gone in this banana republic level state of our nation at this point that these people will never be brought to justice. But you and Diane and Todd Callender and me and Dr. Lee Vliet and everybody else talking about this stuff on a daily basis, is only doing so because we pray to God for justice. I think at this point we might need divine intervention, but you said something interesting. You think that this problem of no valid oaths goes back to 1964. Well, wouldn't that just make perfect sense? They assassinated John F. Kennedy. Yeah. The CIA did, by the way, according to RFK Jr., on November 22nd, 1963. So just a couple of months later, guess what? Nobody needs a signed oath of office because you're all working for us now, the CIA, the deep state. One wonders if that's not what's going on. Guys, for those who don't know exactly what we're talking about, I did post this clip today on Twitter. As a friendly reminder, I just want people to understand that Joe Biden is a bribe-taking traitor who's beholden to foreign nation states. And FOIA requests show that no one in his administration has a valid signed, witnessed, and notarized oath of office. Hashtag Biden treason. Here's Attorney Todd Callender.
Of all of these oaths of office that we requested, none of them in the entire cabinet are valid. It's a pattern of conduct, Sean. It's statistically impossible for all of them to be defected, and yet it is so. Every act they did, according to this statute, every act that they did is void ab initio. That means it didn't happen.
So Kamala Harris.
That's
Kamala
right.
Harris, no official oath of office, no that's valid right. oath of office in written form.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. And you have the evidence yourself.
And the same is true with AG Merrick Garland, who is committing crimes against Christians and conservatives, targeting his political opposition.
Well, I would encourage you to, you know, go to that exhibit and you can look for yourself. There is no appointment date on that exhibit. Right. So it's void, facially void, because they're, according to this document, which is the required piece before you get to do your job, you actually have to sign this thing. And so even though it's signed, it is not notarized. And on top of that, there is no appointment date, which would demonstrate to me that he is, in fact, not lawfully appointed at this moment in time.
You guys need to stay tuned because the Johnson & Johnson vaccine findings, the COVID vax findings that Lisa and Diane have uncovered and talked about, we're going to share that information, and it is blockbuster crazy stuff. But Lisa, again, our thanks to you. Patriots, thank you for uncovering the truth about these oath of offices. You're the one who figured this out.
Well, you're very welcome. And it was just, you know, I was given an opportunity to be able to do it with Todd and his support and being on his team now. But we all need to do this. You know, it ignited a flame of patriotism that I didn't know I had. And it's, you know, I knew something was wrong, but it's, you know, and you don't have to say no, take no for an answer. You go back at them. They cannot deny you what, you know, they work for us, you know, and the FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act, is the way to go. And it's a tool that we need to all have in our toolbox, because it still is somewhat valid. I mean, we, you know, they did provide the deficient oaths, and that's a start. But to get people on board to do it and to demand this, because they are not, if they don't have those, they're just people running the show. And that's dangerous.
Yeah, it's caustic. It's the end of the republic is what it is, because now we live in a banana republic. You know, I've been lamenting with guests just recently over the past couple, 3 weeks. I have gone through the phases of mourning regarding the death of our republic, and I'm rapidly getting to the acceptance phase. You know, I was in the anger phase for a long time, expecting somebody to do something, U.S. Marshals, God knows who, white hats, the military. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. I hope it happens. I pray to God there's some 4 or 5D chess taking place behind the scenes that none of us know about, and that any minute, you know, heroes are going to leap into action and arrest all these people. I don't see it happening, Diane. Do you?
No, we are the heroes that we came here to be. And what happens when we come together is much bigger and stronger and more spiritually sustainable than any of. You look at comments on a lot of videos that are shared, podcasts, little clips on TikTok. You hear and you see people saying, well, who's going to do something about it? Well, why aren't they arrested so far? So-and-so needs to be impeached. And we're like, how many times can we say that from a remote control? It's like everybody's watching a Netflix movie, but yet this is the movie. This is the nightmare of our life. However, if we stop watching all this ridiculous nonsense, thinking that someone else is going to come save us versus stepping in to save ourselves, which is what a big part of today is going to be about, talking on this show today, then we are going to be experiencing the nightmare with these 15-minute cities. I mean, the writing's on the wall. I don't know how much more obvious it can get. We are living the nightmare, but we can turn this into heaven if we come together like we are.
Can I ask you something, though? I want your opinion, both of you guys, on this, though. Here's the problem. There is a Republican Party that does have some power, right? They control Congress at the moment. Why won't these feckless, wimpy, turncoat Republicans impeach the imposter in chief? Biden is a traitor, right? We now have the quantifiables. We know he's taken at least $10 million in bribes from foreign nationals. He's literally a traitor, and yet no impeachment proceedings? I mean, what's it going to take?
Lisa and Attorney Todd.
Yeah, well, I'm not an attorney, but it's, you know, I think, I don't know the answer to that. And it's, that's almost more frustrating because you're watching some of these congressional hearings and you're like, yes, go at him. You know, they're going at him hard and they're on fire with their questioning. And, you know, Blinken just looked like an idiot, you know, probably wet his pants while he was sitting there getting questioned. And, but yet, you know, basically saying he didn't do his job. He hasn't done his job. Yes, you know, he had, how many of the, was it 15 retired military personnel sign a letter about the Hunter's laptop? That was it. That's come out. He should be removed from his position. He's not even in the position that he should be in. He doesn't have an oath. So you're right. What are we watching? Diane, you're right. It's a show. And, so I don't know. I mean, it gives me a glimmer of hope because it seems like they're at least admitting these things now. And there's a group of senators or, you know, the congressional people standing there all in a united front giving the press conference. But I don't know. I mean, we just have to continue to do what we're doing and have conversations. Sean, your outlet, you know, talking about this and getting people motivated to do it. Parents of children, you know, this is your kid's future. And if you're not here to protect them, like, you know, that's what my son was my motivator. And now it's just for all children, and they're after our kids for sure.
Yeah, they are. I mean, the trans movement is after our kids. The demon rats are after our kids. If they can't convince women to get abortions, well, why not just vaccinate your kids? And, you know, we'll harm them that way with a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, which is a good segue to the work of Dr. William Mackis. I want to share something he tweeted about today, but then we're going to get into the Johnson & Johnson COVID vax findings, the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Friends, it's not just Pfizer that's devastating and destroying lives around the world. We're going to talk about, get this, I don't want to steal Lisa's thunder, so I won't. Stay tuned. Evidently, what's in the Johnson & Johnson vax is going to shock you to your core. Let me show this, though. Dr. William Mackis over on Twitter. 22-year-old University of Cincinnati student Carolyn Frey died suddenly in her sleep on January 24th, 2023, from a pulmonary embolism. Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 mRNA vaccines cause serious blood clotting, not just AstraZeneca and J&J. I think that's a good segue, guys, to the J&J COVID vax and Lisa's findings. I'll bring up a document in a second. Lisa, where would you like to start?
Well, I'll just go in. And so I have been breaking down the ingredients of the vaccines, and that has led into many other medicine drugs and further investigation into each of, you know, it's not just the ingredients in a particular vaccine, because each of these ingredients represent in and of themselves. And they just have a list of what their ingredients are. And then you go into what those ingredients are. So it's like a family tree and they're all the same thing. Basically they're in different concentrations. They come in different ways. It's all parasitical. You know, these vaccines are vehicles to get parasites in. There's nothing healthy about them. There's nothing healing about them. And, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist. So these are my opinions of my findings, and with the help and guidance of a team of experts. But, and Diane can speak to this, it's, the goal is to make us sick with bacteria, with parasitical bacteria, overgrowths of yeast. Then they feed it to us and get us addicted on the foods, the artificial foods and the artificial sugars and the, you know, not even to mention the environmental contaminants that are in these. I mean, there is nothing, when you start mixing environmental contaminants that are compounds, there's nothing natural about them, and they represent in these ingredients, you know, what is that about? It's about this conversion of, you know, my thought is we are hosts for them to turn our bodies into parasitical uses, which are for energy, you know, which is to convert. If we start to shed these contaminants, literally, we will shed them. That will help create an environment that is sustainable and desirable for them, them being these monsters and these demons, than for us. And these vaccines will have, I mean, the proteins, there's linked proteins and there's linked genes in the Johnson & Johnson. There are over 55 linked proteins. So, well, these, oh, and by the way, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the assignee is the Department of Health and Human Services. The majority of these vaccines are, the assignee is, and the inventors will be employees of Health and Human Services, NIH, and DOD. And we know that the DOD is involved. And I need to mention also that the department, I found this early on when I was diving into radiation and these mutated genes or mutated pathogens. The Department of Energy is a huge head on this beast, on this multi-head beast. They kind of linger in the background, but they are extremely powerful. They have over 475,000 pathogens that are stored. Deadly, anthrax, botulism, you name it, they have it. And they're all mutated, and they've been experimenting on them for, that was created, the genome database for the Department of Energy was created in 1964. And most of these pathogens, most of these ingredients are connected to, they have IP addresses to IBM and Microsoft. And that has been since the 80s. So these are not pathogens. I mean, they're bioweapons, like we've all, you know, I'm not saying anything new, and they're pre-programmed to go in and attack certain domains in the body. Here's the linked proteins. Now, oh, Sean, if you can go down just a little bit more.
Well, can I just ask you something, though? I've highlighted this, and I knew this because you mentioned it to me before I hit record. So like I said, I didn't want to steal your thunder, but at least 10 strains of Ebola, at least 3 strains of Marburg. We've got herpes, HIV, tuberculosis. How did you figure this out? Who figured this out, that these linked proteins containing this stuff are in the J&J vax? How did you do this?
Well, I'm going to tell you, and this is the honest to goodness truth, God. God is like downloading this to me, because I have no, and I don't mean to laugh about that. That is with my entire being, I'm being genuine. I don't have any other explanation to share. I should not be seeing this. Now, I put in the work and the dedication to it. But when I asked God to protect my son and I from, you know, fighting the system to not get vaccinated, we're both unvaxxed, but I lost my job. And I just said, and he led me to Todd Callender and his team. And I said, let me serve you however I can. I'll do my very best. And it was just this door that opened into this research, into these vaccines and the ingredients. And I have figured out, he's led me to get through the back doors of these sites that don't want you to get in, and then just, you know, seeing them, they lay them out, they tell us, they're telling us what they're doing. These patents, and I started studying patents, and not to make it elementary and dumb it down, but I needed to for myself. These are, it's a recipe book for these freaks, these mad scientist psycho freaks, these Lucifer and his minions, and they piggyback off of each other. You know, they'll tweak so they go to these patents and they'll tweak it just a little bit and add, you know, a different ingredient, or they'll mutate different strains of something, but they'll use the same recipe or the same process. So you start to see a pattern with that, you know, and the governments, all these governments are the assignees. So they own rights to these patents. So why would the Health and Human Service add 10 Ebola strains into a vaccine for COVID? You know, what would be the intent of that? It's obvious. It's to harm humanity, and they're selling them. And not to mention these viruses and compounds, when they're converted into compound structures, they're all for sale by vendors. And I found all the vendors, a lot of the vendors. But when you show that it's Ebola, Ebola has a variety of different strains. There's hundreds of different strains. What I've discovered, I haven't obviously been able to break down all of them, but they are mutated strains of HIV is laced into pathogens and viruses and vaccines. I dated back to the 80s. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you think about that. Tuberculosis and old school viruses, smallpox. Smallpox was eradicated in 1973. It was supposed to be eradicated in 1973. Why would they be putting smallpox into a COVID Johnson & Johnson?
Well, multiple reasons, one of which is that the plandemic will continue. Plandemic 2, 3, yes. 4, 5. Bill Gates talks about this all the time. They war game the next plandemic. So certainly they want another plandemic. But it does strike me that now that the border's wide open and we have millions of illegals coming across, they're going to bring tuberculosis and smallpox and all of that stuff across. Stuff that has been eradicated from our nation is now going to come spilling back over. And then if you think that the vaccines, the bioweapons masquerading as a vaccine, might be spiked with some of this stuff, then the illegals become the cover story for the breakout of these new emerging vector points, these viruses that had been eradicated. It's all horrifying. And let me just say one more thing here. We'll let Diane jump in if she has comments here. But this is the slideshow from the FDA back in 2020. They knew what the adverse effects would be.
Oh, absolutely. You look at encephalitis and my encephalitis, meningitis, the third one down, and there's encephalitis, tuberculosis. These are, again, this is my, Diane and I just been, we're doing some research on this together. These are symptoms of old school, you know, lethal pathogens and lethal viruses. And, you know, all of these are coming from, I mean, these are debilitating. They cause autoimmune diseases. So you're absolutely right, Sean, that these pathogens that they're putting into these, you know, viruses, or excuse me, vaccines, they're causing the body to spike with all of this.
So I'm sorry. Well, I just wanted to make one point as it relates to this slide. Right. So if the FDA and Pfizer knew that these were the possible adverse event outcomes of people that would take the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, if they knew that, well, they also knew what the ingredients would be, what the ingredients are that would lead to these issues. But they wanted to cover all of that up for 75 years. And they still don't want to tell people. They still don't tell people what the ingredients are, which leads me back to your document and your breaking news here about what's in the Johnson & Johnson vax. I just want to be clear. You said God led you to find this. Well, God didn't hand you a thumb drive. So let me just clarify. You found back doors into the websites, into the locations where these people brag openly with each other about what they're doing and what the ingredients are, correct?
Yes.
All right. So yes. This is all on the record. This isn't conjecture. If we go back to that document, you've actually found the smoking gun proof that this is some of the stuff in the Johnson & Johnson bioweapon.
Yes. As I'm starting to, you know, you start to see these patterns of what they're doing and the language that they use, which again, you know, goes back to oaths of office, allegiance to humanity. It's no longer just about, you know, Americans, or this is an assault on humanity, on God's living beings, on human beings, on life, on the earth, on, you know, our beloved animals, our food supply. In these patents, they literally talk about, they use the word attack. They, you know, they use the word grooming. They use the word trafficking. I mean, that's actually my goal. I said to Todd, if I can get these monsters on actually human trafficking, they're trafficking biological cellular makeup, and they're altering and distorting them, and then trafficking them for profit. Like it's the definition of human trafficking. And I think they're hate crimes actually, you know, on top of everything else. But so yes, all of this is available and that I've researched. And So it's pretty intense. And most of them all look like this, you know, these the vaccines ingredients. And this is just, this is really the tip of the iceberg. I mean, like I said, when you go into, it's overwhelming, the abyss, when you go into each one of these that stand alone. And what happens is that a vaccine, an ingredient, will represent as a gene, it represents as an enzyme protein, and it will also represent as a taxonomy, as a virus or a bacteria. So they are getting it in three different ways.
Well, let me ask Diane for her opinion on this, because I don't know what trisodium citrate dehydrate is, but I know what ethanol is. I think we put it in our gasoline. It probably should not be in our bloodstream, but why would I be surprised by this, Diane, when in the childhood vaccine schedule, in those vaccines, we find things like formaldehyde and aspartame and aluminum and and mercury, thimerosal, they call it, but it's a mercury-based preservative that gives kids autism, in my opinion. So what do you make of some of these ingredients? Why would there be ethanol in the vaccines?
Yeah, there's a lot that I want to cover as far as the big guns. The bigger guns that Lisa had just mentioned, a lot of these things they'll call as preservative adjuvants, the things that stabilize them. And what we've talked about before behind the scenes is there's a lot of things like propylene glycol, polyethylenes, a lot of these more like forever chemicals that allow the drug or vaccine to penetrate the layers, the protective layers of our gut and our brain. So there's the gut that is ideally, it's strong. We have God's protection. God did not make junk. There's no reason why we need to be removing all of these organs and replacing them with these other parts, because that's what they're doing, though. If you look at the blood-brain barrier and the gut barrier, those are supposed to be things that keep the gut and what's in the gut in check and not leaking into the bloodstream and then traveling to the brain. What is in these vaccines, these bioweapons masquerading as vaccines, or they're complete weapons. And you said it earlier, Lisa, it was botulism. They use botulism to kill people and to paralyze them in the Gulf War. It is no different what they're injecting in our face right now, yet people are lining up to freeze their face, which actually I can prove to you, and I have research on, this is actually derailing us from feeling, expressing, and having emotions, especially empathy. So I digress and come back to the ingredients in the vaccine and the bioweapon. The poisons that I have seen and what I've been witnessing in people this last week, my patients are getting sicker and sicker. And I want to give you three examples of that. But I did want to speak to it and finish that mercury statement that you just mentioned, Sean. If you look at medications, and if you actually stop and look at the ingredients, which please do, please make a promise to yourself right now. You will never take another medication or another shot or any kind of procedure prescribed by any medical mafia physician or any doctor until you ask them what is in every single ingredient, everything. Because now that we know what we know and that we're going to share in this episode and then again in part two, is that it's getting worse. The ingredients in these things are getting more toxic, because they're realizing that they're dumbing us down and they're inflaming our brain so much that we can't care because we can't think. And we have a hard time empathizing because we have things like Botox. We have things like glyphosate that literally paralyze our nervous system so that we can't even perceive. We can't calculate. Look at the amount of brain fog. Look at the amount of dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. These are not genetic. No. I need to say that again. They are not genetic. They are toxicity and the buildup of plaque in the brain, which a lot of these toxins end up in fat cells, of which your brain is 65% fat. It is no surprise that the majority of people today, even if they didn't have the shot, we are finding that the blood of people who have been vaccinated and the blood of people who have not do not look that much different. So just because you haven't had the vaccine doesn't mean that you're in the clear, because they are making it known. They're going to put it in the food. They're going to put it in vapes, in tobacco, GMO tobacco. They're going to put it in the water. They're going to put it in animals, in the plants. They're coming at us from all angles. That mercury connection that you just made, Sean, I mean, mercury's thimerosal has been in vaccines, air quote, for a very long time. What happens is they also added that glyphosate. This is the very first episode that you and I did, Sean. Mercury, glyphosate, aluminum. Aluminum specifically, according to the work of Dr. Stephanie Seneff of MIT, and she does a lot of autism research. She's amazing. She's another superhero angel. You take Aluminum. Aluminum serves as the Uber for the glyphosate, which is Agent Orange, which is Roundup, which is now sprayed on pretty much all of the grains and wheat. Stop eating wheat, you guys. It is no different than what they're putting in the vaccines, okay? So now we've got glyphosate that has a ride. That aluminum, that mercury, breaks down the gut barrier, causes leaky gut, the birthplace of all chronic illness. And now we have glyphosate, Agent Orange, World War II poison that has been known to kill troops. And now we have that aluminum can transport glyphosate and break the blood-brain barrier and bring those toxins, those heavy metals, straight to the brain. And now we have illness. And now we have people going under their MD. Why do I have Parkinson's? What's going on? Yeah. Here's five medications. We can't keep playing this game anymore. It's too demonic. We got to get to the root.
Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know Bank of America is saying gold will go to $2,200 this year? An all-time high. Invest in a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments today and take advantage of this rare opportunity to secure your retirement savings. Now remember, there's always a risk of investment and no guarantee of any kind, so do your own due diligence. But I myself own gold. With the experts at Noble Gold Investments, you can ride the wave of gold's historic rise to financial security amidst all the inflation. This month, they're offering a solid silver 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with every qualifying precious metals IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth and bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin if you qualify. noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. You know, yeah. You've said so many powerful sound bites there that certainly one of them will qualify as one of the lead sound bites for this video. But I want to back you up on something important you said there.
Yeah.
At this point in human history, we cannot take a prescription from a doctor and go and ingest it without first understanding what is in it. You have to look at the ingredients, guys, because Western medicine is not here to make you healthy anymore. That's so clear and obvious. I saw a meme today on Twitter that said, and I didn't know this, and I haven't vetted it, but it probably is true. It said the number one ingredient in Prozac is, are you ready for this, guys? Fluoride.
Here we go. Sean. Sean, this is where I wanted to go next.
Good. I finally made a good segue for you. Yeah. But no, and so the point of that meme was too, is that so when you take it, your problems don't go away, but you stop caring about your problems and you start behaving like a zombie. Right.
Okay. Yeah. This is the example that I was going to share with. I had three patients this week that I get very mama bear. I don't have a mother, but I feel like I have a maternal instinct to protect my people, which is why when we show up here, I may have a mama bear energy. It's very fierce. And this week I saw one of the worst death sentences of one of my patients that I recorded a video and I'll be sharing it on my Instagram soon, as long as I'm still on there. And here's what it was. She said she had a vocal cord injury, which we're seeing a lot of these days. If your parts are getting irritated such that they say they need to be removed, it's toxicity. It's glyphosate. It breaks down your collagen. It ages you quickly. It causes all kinds of joint pain, inflammation everywhere. Glyphosate is literally breaking us down from the inside out. And then we add to that fluoride, fluoride-based things, the forever chemicals that you and I have talked about in previous shows, Sean. So what they did to this specific patient is they added a little silicone implant into her throat, into her voice box. And I'm like, that doesn't sound any different than breast implants. And I authored Killer Breasts, which this is the book where I have exposed a lot of things that, and this is not just about breast implants. This is about every single thing, meshes, breast implants. Now we have silicone implants that they're using in parts to rebuild us because we're breaking down, titanium rods. If you have a car accident and they need to put you back together, there's all different kinds of things that now they're using as implants. So they put this little silicone thing into her voice box so that she can speak and it wasn't irritating her. The next thing that they want to do, and this is the second time doing it, so this became a lesson for everybody in my mastermind group because everybody's learning in there and they're learning about this mainly. They told her that because it's inflamed, they want to inject her with a filler. And here I go, hey, you guys, the whole beauty industry is just as toxic as Western medicine.
if not worse. I know what fillers are. I know it's in them. They're terribly toxic. Stop doing them just because you need to get the vaccine. These are still needles that they're injecting this junk into your body. And a lot of these don't break down. So they wanted to put a filler into her vocal cords. And I asked the question. I started doing my research. And just like Lisa says, God sends me right to the answer. You know what's in the filler that they prescribed to her, Sean?
I hate to guess.
Teflon.
Oh my God.
Teflon is fluoride-based. It's fluorine-based. These are the forever chemicals that are killing people, that are killing our oceans. They're killing our streams. They're killing the wildlife. They are called forever chemicals because they do not break down in the body. And you know what also was primarily made of these forever chemicals? Masks. The blue masks.
Yeah.
PTFE. There are over 9,000 forever chemicals. This is how they are dumbing us down so that we don't resist. We comply. We take the pill. We take the shot. We take whatever organ out. This is all satanic. So anytime you are doing any of these things that is prescribed by a doctor, it is almost like you are in a death cult and you are agreeing to be a participant. And I hate to say it so abrupt, but that's where we're at, because this patient did not ask these questions. She didn't ask what's in it. And I said, please do not add Teflon into your body, inject it into your vocal cords. Watch The Devil We Know on my BitChute channel. We could link this, Sean. Watch The Devil We Know. You could see how Teflon, nonstick stuff, is in so many things today. Stop using nonstick pans. I mean, we can go on and on about fluoride. One of these other remedies for something we'll share in part two, which Lisa had found and dug up, they said the remedy for this thing that they have injected into people is one of the most toxic antibiotics of all, which is a fluoroquinolone, fluoride-based, dumbs you down, called Cipro. Please do not take Cipro. It is a black box warning medication. And I have another patient. She's struggling after they have injected things into her because she had shoulder surgery made of plastics that don't break down. The things that they're putting inside your body without us asking the question, and then something gets infected and that they have to prescribe 4 antibiotics. My patient is on 4 antibiotics. One of them is Cipro. When will this end? When we start asking questions, detox the body, decalcify the floor, the pineal gland, which is how you can actually formulate thought and sleep well and regulate a lot of your antioxidant potential. I could go on and on about this, but this is the biggest concern that I have right now, because they just keep dishing it out and putting it in things and not telling us, and no one's asking.
Beautifully said. And along that with kids, the frenzy to get kids on medications, you know, was at its height. And then parents started to finally ask questions and they kind of backed down, but they're back at that again. And you're seeing so many of these, of our young kids getting put now, the anxiety, which I think was all intentional, is to, you know, the lockdown, to get these kids anxious to talk to their best friends, anxious to go back to school. And right away, there's a pill for that. There's a pill for that. There's a pill for that. What is in these pills? It's not the same poison. I mean, I think it's an additional, more toxic poison than what they were doing 10 years ago, because it's, you're absolutely right. The idea is to alter, to decrease our empathy, to lessen, to further the detachment of our connection, you know, to God. I found a patent, Diane. I didn't share this with you. I mean, and I'll give it to you. Literally, it's the DOD and NIH, and it was in 1995, I think. So you think about that dating, and they've just been perfecting it and grooming it. It's for an artificial immune system.
Right.
You know?
Here we go.
So here we go. Like, that's a conversion. That is to alter and mutate the human body and this machine. God, like you said, God didn't mess this up. God didn't make mistakes with this.
No.
Guys, let me just show you one more thing here. This attack against humanity, it's just out of control. And you know how we teach children to never trust a man in a big white van? We need to teach people and children and teenagers and young adults to not trust corporations and big pharma anymore. They are the man in the big white van. Let me show you what they're doing here. And I used to want to get stickers printed out so I could put stickers on these products saying danger contains fluoride. And I figured, you know, Walmart has cameras. I'm going to just get myself arrested. But I think it's very important to ask, infant spring water with added fluoride. If what they say is true, which it's not, fluoride is a neurotoxin, but if it was really for the benefit of teeth, why add it to infant water? They don't have teeth. Babies don't have teeth. Yet fluoride is the prominent ingredient in so many of these infant drinking waters, and they're proudly carried by both Target and Walmart. So again, the attack on humanity, it's out of control, and we can't trust these corporations anymore. They're just as evil as a pedophile in a van trying to lure a child into the van with candy.
Well, and we'll share this. This is for part two, and we'll give you a little teaser. But, you know, when you think of it, I have discovered this in my research, Diane has, and just this connection with the spiritual realm and idea of this. But, you know, when you think about a parasites, there's healthy gut, you know, we have them. They're part of this world. But this obsession with parasites and invasions and the way that they're using them, I mean, you know, one has to start to really wrap their mind around the fact that are these, you know, these parasites could be used as this demonic weapon, in literally they themselves, you know, have been programmed, converted to enter into us, sitting at our table, you know, the unwanted guest. That's, you know, Lucifer can get his minions to do a lot of things. They're like his little, you know, worker bees and worker ants. And that's kind of where I'm going now with researching this, the heinousness of these parasites and making them the goal, to make them more toxic than the last one, more lethal than the last one, more unhuman. Who's doing that?
Can I ask you a question? You've used the term parasite so many times in this interview, and I know that at least some researchers, La Quinta Columna and others, have found what they would describe as nanotech parasites in the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. And then I've done these warrior cleanses and parasite full moon challenges with Diane, and my wife absolutely, as Diane knows, she's spoken with my wife. My wife loves Diane and loves taking part in these parasite challenges and cleansing. But what are we talking about here? Are we talking about the type of parasites that are really in everybody and, you know, people should do these parasite cleanses? Are we talking about typical parasites, or are we talking about nanotech parasites, or both?
Yeah, we're talking about both, which is exactly why when I come on here, I say to Lee Merritt and a lot of the people who are doing some really powerful work on parasites and looking under the microscope to look at the activity, they're confirming that there are parasites. There's even before 1950s, they were encouraging doctors to look under the microscope at their patient's own blood. Of course, they're not anymore, because they're just relaying it on to the labs, and people are paying, you know, $8,000 a year to have a $9,000 deductible health insurance plan, which costs $17,000 out of pocket, before which you'll even have any degree of coverage. Can you afford that anymore? Why would you want to go anymore? So this is the health we need to take back in our hands. And I say it from two perspectives. The work that these leaders that we've been talking about in the freedom space here, we've been finding these nanotech ones, such as the last one, which if we look at the work of La Quinta Columna, and we see a lot of these German researchers, they're finding that the biggest cause of cancer is parasites. And they're seeing it under the microscope. And now what we're seeing is that there are nano and there are natural. And think about everything. What happens in the satanic realm is they are taking this structure of light, they're cloning it, and they're creating a toxic version of it. Yeah. And they're doing this, and they can sell medications for 100 to 1,000 times markup because it's patentable, but it's not nature. So they've done the same thing in the parasite world. So we need to go after both. So what we talked about with Dr. Todd in that last episode that you and I did, Sean, we talked about how things that like, I can't say the words, but there's a documentary that you guys can watch, and it's on my BitChute channel. Sean might have it on his soon. It's called The Universal Antidote. Find me on BitChute. You will be able to watch that for free. That's all I can say there. That's something that may help you, wink. And then we have other things too, like Ivor, that we're not allowed to say, hydroxychloroquine. These are things that support the immune system, the central nervous system. However, they do have toxic ingredients, just like Prozac. Maybe not as harmful as Prozac. They might not have the fluoride-based ingredients,
but they still are drugs. Those are going after some of the nanos. Then we have the other ones that are the ones that we've had for a very long time. And the parasite cleanse that I lead has over 14 herbs like black walnut hull and neem and oregano. And these are things that have been around for a long time to kill parasites. Clove is a very powerful antiparasitic. We want to go after all the parasites, the natural ones and the nano ones. The last round of injections were nano ones, and they created it. They replicated it to have a hookworm-like mouth that releases its pay grade when it's exposed to Wi-Fi, especially. And that's why the threat of 5G is possibly going to open the pay grade of a lot of these nanoparasites that are in people's bodies from taking the jab, or others who've been around people who have been shed on by the snake that they have created as a human. Why is the word shedding in here, huh? So shedding, and now those of us who haven't gotten the jab now have this same material under the microscope we can see in the blood. So this is not just a cleanse. This is not just parasite cleansing for the vaccinated. This is for all of us. And what we're seeing is that this last one had a hookworm-like mouth that affected the ACE2 receptors, that impacted the blood pressure in the body, that increased blood pressure, caused blood clots, and you now see people dying. The woman I gave the example of dying suddenly, sorry. And we also, the patient I just referred to, that they want to inject another series of Teflon into her vocal cords, she took the J&J. She had a stroke 3 months later. There's a woman who has J&J breast implants, another silicone implant in her throat for her vocal cords, and is now taking two blood pressure medications, and is now been prescribed to have Teflon injected into her throat two times. How long can we afford to do this? She is a flight attendant. She has not been able to go back to work since her stroke. Now we're looking at people who can't take a flight across the world, yeah, across the country. We're looking at them wanting to instill and install these 15-minute cities because people can't fly anymore, because people can't get on a plane with somebody who's healthy, who hasn't been jabbed. I could go on and on about this, but we need to cleanse both the nanos and the natural ones that have been around before.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the Warrior Cleanse and the Parasite Full Moon Challenge, both of which I've done and my wife have done, because you've never offered half off, right? $500 for the Warrior Cleanse. My audience can get it for $250. That includes all the stuff you guys need to do the cleanse. And then the Parasite Full Moon Challenge, also half off. So instead of $100, it's $50. And we can certainly continue to talk about anything else, or we could tease a part two of this conversation, because I'd love to have you guys on again. But I do want to promote your products, because I've taken them myself, so my wife, and they're great.
Yeah. And you guys, these are the reason I put this out here for half off is because, I mean, your audience, it's my favorite audience. The people who I get to work with, it's an honor. You guys are listening. Some of you are my patients, and it's amazing work. The cleaner that we can be, the more powerful, the more we can think clearly, the more we can come together. So as an honoring to your audience, who I'm enjoying so much in the comments and your guys' reach out, it's normally a $500 program, and the Warrior Cleanse itself, and it's what everybody needs for drainage, because a lot of people want just jump straight into parasite cleansing, and then they get sick. And especially people who have taken the jab. I've been cleansing people now for 12 years, especially the last 3 years, with very specific COVID protocols, trying to get these nanos and graphene oxide and parasites, the Trypanosoma cruzi, nanoparasite, and all the other things that are in between, hundreds of things, researching them every single day. And when you try to cleanse these parasites, if your drainage pathways are not open, in other words, if you don't sweat regularly, if you don't have a healthy nervous system and you're breathing well, and because that's 70% of your detox happens through your exhale, happens when you're breathing. And most people are breathing in their shoulders like this, and everybody's in fight or flight and they're all stressed out. So we got to calm things down first before we go into killing and eliminating parasites. You can still do the parasite cleanse. However, I always talk about, let's get your drainage pathways open first. This is the path to weight loss. This is the path to mental clarity. This is the path to getting rid of, and I'm not kidding, every single disease that you can imagine possible, because diseases only happen in a toxic, infected body, period. And we start to eliminate these. This is how you get your health back. They found in MS patients, they found parasites in the brain of every MS patient, and they did an autopsy on 10. So these parasites are in people's brain. Toxins are all over the place. We have to get down to the bottom of this. And the Warrior Cleanse goes into starting with the colon cleanse, moving into the liver and gallbladder, if you still have one, liver and gallbladder cleanse, moving into lymphatic cleanse. This is your body's first line of defense.
people don't know this, but your lymphatic system, mm-hmm. 500 different glands in your whole body, first line of defense for your immune system. But where is everybody during COVID talking about that? So yeah. I move you through every single part of your body. So we cleanse your entire body. It's like six cleanses in one, and it's normally 500, but you get it for only 250 until the end of May using SGT 50, or this one is SGT 250 for $250 off. And then the Parasite Full Moon Challenge is going after all of these different types of parasites, because clove may go after certain kinds of species, but not others. And you might have a walnut hull that goes after the big adults that maybe are 30 feet long and can live up to 25 years in your body, which most of us have. It may kill off the adults, but may not go after the eggs. So this is the most comprehensive way to detox your body, to address retroviruses that are injected inside of all of us with these vaccines, to go after parasites and all the different life cycles. I wanted to bring them all. It's almost like a university where you guys learn to be your own best doctor and understand and understand where all these toxins are coming from, how we truly get sick, where do parasites come from, and we can end this madness and you won't need to be codependent on your doctor anymore. And if you want the Parasite Full Moon Challenge, that one is SGT 50. You guys, it's truly changing people's lives, and it starts with us. It really does start with us. You can't lean into a savior for a doctor or anybody to save you anymore. Yeah. It has to be starting with you.
I'll leave a link below, guys, to both of those challenges. The coupon codes are SGT250 for the Warrior Cleanse, and the coupon code is SGT50 if you want to do the Parasite Full Moon Challenge. The links are below. Diane, I can't thank you enough for your time. And of course, Lisa McGee, moving heaven and earth to really uncover what the deep state is up to. It's really clear at this point we have a corporate government controlled by corporations, and above them, the banksters. So they really want us on their plantation, and they've done a great job, I think, through their big pharma drugs and through their vaccine delivery systems and through their food and through their GMOs and through the chemtrails, the geoengineering, through the water, the fluoride. They've done a great job killing empathy. I think it's a big reason why kids, mobs of kids, are now looting Walmarts and Targets, not even kids, adults, looting places when we haven't even hit hyperinflation. We're not even hungry yet. This country has not even hit the big problems yet,
yeah.
Diane.
Yeah.
We haven't. I mean, right now I'm trying to get my money out of banks and buying things that I can. That, I mean, I think we've got, like you said before on another show, Sean, I think we've got a couple years possibly, but we can't wait for another savior to put on a pedestal that, oh, Kennedy is going to save us in 2 years or Trump's coming back. We don't have that time. I mean, we are now, I believe, on bot time, and we need to get God on our side. We need to get you. Your mind clarity is so important. That's why we cleanse. I did want to say too, that sometimes people really don't grasp the importance of needing to cleanse and get rid of parasites and retroviruses and reducing Wi-Fi and EMF smog and exposure. And that's why I'll send you a couple links, Sean. I have a free module that you guys can get, the free module of the Warrior Cleanse, a free module of the Parasite Full Moon Challenge. I know everybody's so busy today. I get it. You've got to work because money is losing its power. If you don't have your health, you can't yeah. use your wealth. It's not going to matter. So if we do this together collectively, which is what I do, and you know, weekly calls for all my patients, this is how we can bring it back. It's just building bricks every day. You're not going to get to the pyramid overnight, but we have to do this. We can't not do this. And in the next episode, we're going to talk about remdesivir. And Lisa's going to uncover some things that hit my head on the ceiling and what she uncovered. So Lisa, do you want to tell them a little bit about that?
Well, yes, I've got, I can put on a project for remdesivir. And so it's for Todd and some other, a group of attorneys. And so it's a big, big deep dive. And it is, remdesivir is extremely complex by design. It has been used and around since the 80s. And I'm breaking it down and I'm going to help expose it because it has been a driving machine behind all of this and in so many things that has created a lot of what we're seeing in the illnesses and gotten us to here. It has been used as a weapon in the background for a long, long time.
Let me just say this, guys, as we tease episode 2 about Lisa's remdesivir investigation. You know how the doctors were getting spiffs? They were getting bonuses to put people on vents, to put people on remdesivir, to label a death certificate COVID-19. This remdesivir investigation that Lisa's spearheading here is leading us to understand that it's even more nefarious than we previously thought. So you guys are definitely going to want to tune in for part two, which we'll get that on the books. Hopefully we'll get that done here in the next couple of weeks. Part two, we're waiting for Lisa to clear all of her research there on remdesivir, which she's still feverishly working on. I want to remind people too that the links are below. And Diane, I do want to endorse you. I want to give you a firsthand endorsement here with your one-on-ones. You were kind enough to give me and my wife a one-on-one, and you're very, very thorough. And then you were kind enough to follow up with a document that flushed out everything we talked about on that one-hour Zoom call with all of the protocols for each one of the members of my family. I'm just saying that because I've done the one-on-one with you, and you do a fantastic job. So there, that's that. All right. I want to thank my guests so much for being here today. First, Diane, shout out the website. And again, I'll leave the links below.
Oh, sure. Well, my website's dianekaser.com, but the link's below for Sean specifically, which it gives to Sean and donates for all of his work too. So you'll want to use the ones that we have below for the free module, or if you want to just get the full and complete program, which I highly recommend you do, get it. It's invaluable information that teaches you how to be your own best doctor for life, and 10% off supplements too. So the last thing I'll say is, if we turn to the Bible, we can find a lot of answers. In Revelation 22:3, Christ's saving work on the cross doomed death, and someday there shall be no more curse. And that is what we're doing here. When you kill these parasites, when you get rid of the toxins and you stop feeding them and you stop feeding the matrix that is the medical mafia and all these politicians and all of these things that are masquerading as truth when they're lies, when these are things to not fear, but have faith that God has us, this is how we can destroy the enemy, because we've started from within. The enemies are the toxins and the parasites within you, sucking you dry, leaving you with little nutrients, little neurotransmitters, and you feel like literally death, or maybe this is the zombie apocalypse. So have no fear, because this is where God lives, is inside of your temple. So treat it like it is.
All right. Amen. Well said. All right. We love to have you both on. And Lisa, I know Vax Choice is one of those websites we always plug when Todd is on. Is there any way people can follow or support you? How do we find you and your work?
Well, that's at VaxChoice.com. And we've got DR Advocates, Todd, the law firm. That's where you can find me.
All right. All right. Well, we can't wait to do part two. We're going to do a deep dive into remdesivir, guys. It's even more nefarious than we previously thought. And I'll round out the conversation with a prediction and a slide. Here's the wake-up call. Guys, it's a fact. There are American citizens who are alive and well living their lives today, as we're having this conversation on Friday, April 12th, 2023, who will be killed at some point in the near future by an illegal or illegals. Those deaths or murders of those American citizens will be the direct result of Joe Biden's treasonous open border. Let that sink in. These are just some of the new patriots joining our ranks here in the United States. Hope you like hanging out and living next to gangsters who tattoo their faces, friends. Just remember, if something bad happens to you or your family because of this, it was Joe Biden. It was Joe Biden, the traitor. Our guests have been Diane Kaser. Diane, thank you so much.
Thanks again, Sean. Thanks again for all your hard work too, Lisa.
Yes, you're welcome. Lisa McGee, thank you so much, Lisa. We appreciate you. All right. Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. As always, a special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv, where if you sign up, you will get the free Sophia Smallstorm newsletter, the Avatar newsletter, every time it comes out as a thank you. And for real news every single day, guys, visit us directly at thephaser.com, thelibertymill.com, and sgtreport.com. Those are all antidotes to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
You'd have to be blind not to see it. The payments are there. The LLCs are apparently now there. This is treason, pure and simple. You just can't get away from it. The problem is not the fact that you can prove it, and I've got no doubt that they can. The problem is not that they can prove it. It's just who the hell is going to actually do anything about it.